Continue our emergency triple team traffic. How are we doing, Ricky Meese?
Well, right now we're going to I-80 and Parley's Canyon crossing into Summit County. The delays that we have eastbound on I-80 start solid at Jeremy Ranch, and they continue to the Highway 40 split. Then if you're turning right on Highway 40, the road work is going to catch you, and you're still going to be caught in delays from I-80 down to SR-248. Now, in the valley, we're looking much better on all the freeways. Jared Auger?
Emergency traffic continuing again. Utah County drivers, this is Provo Canyon from Bridalveil Falls all the way down to the mouth of the canyon, the river bottoms there, 8th North and University Avenue. We were just seeing slow traffic getting past this earlier crash that we had right there at the falls, but you're going to be backed up all the way onto 400 North, seeing those delays, University Avenue as well. I-15 in Utah County moving along well, still some high volume from the point of the mountain down into PG. Mark?
Well, this is what we did not need, southbound I-15 to add insult to all the delays up north. Now we have them between the two Willard exits on I-15 southbound, backing up due to a four-car accident. Emergency vehicles on site, says a KSL traffic trooper. And then on the drive through, Davis County is really far from getting clear right now. I'm afraid northbound I-15 is still stacked up Farmington up to Layton Hills Mall, and that's fairly solid the entire way. Any project's easier when you have the right tools. Get everything from hammer drills to excavators at Diamond Rentals, 12 locations, including the newest store on 12th Street in Ogden, diamondrental.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.